might think the flute is that thing that your fifth grade crush played in band class, but it ain't. It's a lot more than that, and you can get one. You might think it's played this way, sideways. Well, not every flute is played that way, believe it or not. And there are many different kinds. So today, we're going to talk about the flute and hopefully help you make use of yet another tool in the Tune Shed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry. I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty? And let's give a quick shout out. We won't say last names, but to our favorite first chair flute, Kelly. You know who you are. Everyone's first fifth grade crush. You're amazing. And hope you're doing great.
First chair. I don't think she ever lost it.
No way.
I don't think she lost it one time.
Hitler at the flute.
Dude, she was a badass. She was a flute player. But the secret's out. I can't afford a good flute. A good flute meaning, you know, a traditional, like, orchestral flute. Because they're expensive.
How much are those things?
I don't know. Let's look it up. Let's not pontificate.
Let's do a quick over-under.
Okay.
I think on average,
800.
800? Okay, I'm going to guess 350 then.
Oh, okay.
You think I'm low?
How much for a flute? I think you're so low. Beginner, 200 to 1,000. Intermediate, 1,000 to 3,000. Professional, 3,000 and up. That's what you should expect.
Way off.
That is
way off.
I was kind of low. That's crazy. Dude, like, orchestra instruments are so expensive. Like, saxophones are multiple thousands of dollars for a decent one. It's crazy.
Wow. That's crazy.
But the flutes that you can get don't have to be that expensive, and you can have a lot of fun.
Anyone can play a flute?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if I can play a flute, anyone can play a flute. I am not a tutor guy. But you can play one. And the fact of the matter is that there are lots of different kinds of flutes and lots of different sounds that you can make in the DAW with flutes.
Oh, so, a good production tool.
Yeah.
So I feel like with production, it's kind of fun. I was explaining this the other day. Like, sometimes it's kind of good to have, like, people who can't sing and maybe people who can't play a flute that well, too, because then you get this sound that isn't like the orchestra plug-in perfect flute sound, right?
Yes.
You want something different, and then you chop it up and change it anyways, and maybe you leave it rock because it just sounds cool. But yeah, I'm interested to see the flute as a production tool and variants of flutes, because I think the only flute-like thing I've played is a recorder and a bottle.
Let's start there.
Recorder. I was totally unprepared for this. Wham!
You mean this thing? This black thing?
That looks
yeah,
like
recorder.
A nice one.
It's okay. It's fine. It's like
speaking of fifth grade, huh?
Yeah, I mean the recorder, dude. The recorder is like, that's fifth grade elementary music.
Yeah.
But the recorder is actually kind of tricky, because not only does it have a mouthpiece, well, I guess the fact that it has a mouthpiece makes it easier. There are two kinds of flutes, by the way. There's ones that you blow into, and then the air comes out of a piece here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So right by the mouthpiece, some air comes out.
Right, and that's what resonates. Mm-hmm. There's that, and then this kind of flute that you play sideways, you have to blow over that piece, that little, like, resonator piece.
Yeah.
To make that go. And that's, like, the same idea with a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Actually, I think I read somewhere, I was probably trying to learn how to play bottles, that you have to blow 50% of the air in and 50% over the edge.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, like, you have a lot of control with, like, an orchestral flute that way, because you can do a lot with you can manipulate the tone with the shape of your mouth.
Oh, your embouchure?
Your embouchure.
Is that just for saxophones?
I don't know that. That's totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the muscle called? This one?
Ooh.
Your lips? Oh, buccinator. buccinator
muscle.
That's
a crazy name.
Isn't that a crazy name, dude?
Look at us with vocab. Pat
it's
on
the circular
back.
Muscles, dude. Your circular mouth muscles, dude. But this kind of thing, the recorder, is easier to play, but harder to get different tones out of because you're sort of controlled by the shape of the mouthpiece, right?
Hey, question for you. So if the air goes in and then immediately out the resonator area, like right by the mouthpiece, then how do your fingers, like, does it go all the way down and gets impacted by your fingers and come up and then out the resonator area?
So the sound isn't just traveling from here to here, it's traveling all throughout, and then this is releasing pressure out there, right? So
Oh,
the
so the
whole
pressure actually
instrument
goes out
is,
the end.
yeah, and you're influencing how much pressure this is feeling. So you're when all of the holes are covered, that's maximum pressure. And as you lift your fingers off of the holes, you're decreasing the pressure felt
By the
by
resonator.
this resonator.
I see.
Generally,
Wow,
what's
that's
going
cool.
on. It's cool. And I mean, a recorder's kind of hard to play because you have a ton of control over half steps. Right? So, like, you can, like, let's say I play this note, and then I take my finger slightly off of the hole very slowly. This is what happens. It actually like bends between the
Yeah,
notes,
you can get
right?
a little pitch bending.
Yeah, you can, and recorders are designed to where you shouldn't need to do that. You should just be able to play a straight scale up the thing. But there are flutes that are organized in a way where you have to have good control over like your I forget what they call it, like your half toggles, where you put your
Oh,
finger
right.
over the hole halfway and you can make a half step.
Whoa.
It's
That's
crazy,
pretty fun
actually.
though, because I love pitch bends. Like, you think of, like, I lived in Turkey for a little bit. They had something called the Turkish ney, and I bought like a plastic one, tried to
Ooh.
learn that. That's probably when I Googled how to get the airflow over the top. I spent so long and I could just get a note out of it. But those things have lots of pitch bending. It's kind of like there's like this stereotype of a snake charmer with this like low bodied flute. Oh, those things are beautiful.
Those things are really cool. They take a lot of air support, too.
Maybe that's what I had wrong too. I spent so long trying to learn like a plastic one I bought on the street and just could not get it. But the guy who sold it to me could play it really well, so I knew it worked.
It's tough. Yeah, those the flutes that you put your mouth over the top of it, the mouthpiece ones are like they have their own tricks, right? Because they're also
Totally.
easier to overblow. Meaning, let's talk about that. Okay, so I'll demonstrate it on this thing. This is an Irish flute.
Wow.
So this
How many
thing is
flutes
a
do you have? I'm so excited.
Dude, I have so many. I have one that doesn't work. There's a kid's
Oh.
one. And it doesn't actually work. It has like six holes.
Has more colors than holes for those of you who don't have the video.
It's like it's not even
Love it.
they literally just drilled holes equally down the top and
Like,
didn't
kids can't play flute. Just.
yet it
Give
doesn't
them
work.
whatever.
It is not a real scale.
So
I love
funny.
it. I have this little thing which I don't think is actually a flute. It's more of a kazoo.
Looks like a little wooden, almost like a train whistle, but bent 90. Oh, it's a chicken.
It's a
It's a
little
little
chicken.
wooden chicken.
I've used it
Beautiful.
once.
If
I have.
it makes sound, Marty is interested.
Dude,
And we
I
all
love
should
it.
be, because really, that's the definition of a production tool.
Man, you can make anything happen. And we'll do that next episode. We'll
Ooh.
we'll play with this. But
Ooh, hey, you know that
this.
reminds me, before the Irish flute, I
Yes.
always forget to do
I
this.
know. I know what you're about to say.
Our people were trying to upgrade the podcast and would appreciate any support. So if you like what you listen to, check out, we have a listener support link in the show notes. We would really appreciate it. I always forget to do it early in the episode. So here it is now. And thank you to the people. Back to the Irish flute that we've been procrastinating.
The Irish flute. So this
Beautiful
thing's
silver
indeed.
metal, nice green mouthpiece.
Yeah, it's got the green mouthpiece, the Irish mouthpiece. And this
Mm-hmm.
one I found is like especially easy to overblow, which means it skips up an octave if you blow too hard.
Ooh, if you
So
haven't seen our harmonic series episode.
I'm just blowing like a little harder and it's shooting up the octave. You have to have
Whoa.
such control. And I think the smaller the instrument, the easier it is to overblow. I don't know if that's true, but that's consistent among the flutes that I
I was
have.
gonna say that would be an interesting science experiment. What makes, because it's the harmonic series that you actually go through if you put more pressure down, right?
Of
Technically,
course.
couldn't you overblow to even a higher note too? What's the next one up? A fifth,
Yeah,
maybe.
I think you can. Although I'm not
But
willing to try.
because it'll
In the
destroy your
apartment
microphone
building.
there.
Yeah. Well, also the people above me will be like, why is he trying to summon sheep? Like,
You might actually summon some sheep with that kind of overblowing.
yeah, dude. I mean, this one's really fun. Like,
Yeah.
I think I can.
Ooh, little Oz.
There's
Nice, man.
a little Tolkien there,
You're nice
tiny.
with it. Yeah, we love that one.
This one's fun. Ooh, let's pull out an example of one that has a huge emphasis on the half finger holing. So at holing, I don't know what it's called,
You
but
know, when I said that thing about sheep and now you're saying holding, I feel like this flutes just make you say weird things.
yeah, they're just weird tubes, bro. They're weird tubes. This thing's a Navajo flute. I
Wow,
picked it
it's
up in
beautiful.
Utah.
Let me explain it. It's this beautiful hollow wooden thing, and it looks like it has a strap tying another piece of wood onto it. And it's probably like 2 feet long and like an inch wide.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
like
I'd
got
say,
some.
yeah, maybe it's an exactly an inch, and yeah, maybe a little bit more than a foot and a half.
Yeah.
It's exactly right. Yeah, it's
Amazing.
the biggest flute I have for sure.
It's beautiful. Wait,
And
how'd you get that? Yeah.
I was in Utah. I just bought it off of like a. We were kind of off the beaten path, and there was a stand where this like Navajo family was selling a bunch of stuff, and they
Whoa.
were selling flutes that like the sun carved. Like, but
That's beautiful.
this one is super nice. Like, the trick with this flute is
Wow.
that it's the pitch is dependent on the air flow. So if you decrease your air pressure, the pitch sort of sags, right? So I'll just play one note, and at the end of the note, I'll sort of like run out of breath. You see how the pitch sort of like
Why does that
sags a
happen
little
in this
bit?
flute and not in others?
I don't know. I think it might be because it's bigger. Like there's more room
Yeah.
for pitch funniness, but like
Wow, wiggling your finger like that.
just wiggling my finger over one hole and sort of like manipulating the pitch that way. I mean, there's so many things you can do,
You should
and
make a
that's,
sample pack of that, man. That would
dude,
be so fun to play
that would
with.
be really fun.
It
Yeah, like little
actually,
loops.
it reminds me of, I got a camp in Canada and there's these loons that sit on these lakes and they call. And you know, bird
Ooh.
calls, lots of different bird calls have a lot of pitch bends in them. Both the pitch bends at the end and kind of like the ones that you were doing with your finger that are like the quick flutters.
Yeah.
Really a beautiful sound. It's got tons of character too. It makes me think of our synth series and how like you start with this pure tone that maybe some flutes are, and then you add all this stuff to detune and change things, and it just gives it so much character. I really like
Yeah.
that sound. It's got me all jazzed up.
Oh, I love it. And the cool thing about flutes too is there are so many simple little things you can do with one note and no technique to just make a cool thing in production.
Oh,
You know?
totally.
Like, okay, let's move on to the other kind of flute, the flute, the half on top, half on bottom, blow it over the top of the hole kind of flute. This flute.
The things flutes make you say.
The hole is important.
Is the
This
technical
instrument.
term the half on top, half
The
on
hole
bottom,
is the
blow over
most
the hole?
important thing.
Yeah. Anyways, carry on then.
Well, this one has a ton of holes.
Wow. Okay. So this one looks like the bottom of a xylophone, which I realize now that not everybody knows what that looks like. It looks like a bunch of pipes in an organ. You might not know what that looks like either. Many little pipes going from little to big, all strapped together, and it's about this, it's handheld, you know, so it's just about the size of a hand.
Blake has the toughest job on this podcast. He has to describe all the crazy things that I show him on the webcam. I'm like, look at this.
I only do a half good job, so your imagination can fill in the rest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've probably seen it before. It's like those little like pan flute. It's technically, I think it's called a pan flute. This one's really elementary. It's like super cheap. It's got the solfège written on it.
So you don't forget.
That's great. But it's super fun, and it's already sort of scaled. It doesn't sound very good. I'm not very good at this.
Nice.
Like not very well pitched. However, you can find the note that you're looking for on this really easily. And if you're working in a scale in your song, you can just like sort of do it by ear and then cover all of the other holes that you need, that you don't need. And then just play the one, right?
Ooh, I like and that. Some rhythm.
This kind of thing is really dependent on what you do with your mouth, right? And you can make a bunch of cool rhythmic things happen with this kind of flute by just saying tukka tukka and controlling the force of your breath.
Yeah. To all the people that haven't seen flute boxing, just Google it. You gotta see it.
All right, it's just like one
texture.
One little note, and even if it's not in pitch, you can just pitch it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But it's cool. And I mean, really what this is just a bottle.
Yeah. The thing about that one is it has a bunch of really short tubes. Like the shortest tube there is probably just like an inch and a half or 2 inches or something.
Yeah, it's
and
really...
I feel like those ones are kind of hard to resonate sometimes.
Yeah, let's see if I can even get it.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, you sort of just... you have to move it around a little bit and find it.
Figure out the spot. I'm sure if you play it every day, you could get real good at it. But for the sake of putting it into your song, you don't need to.
You don't need to. You just need one or two notes and like a cool idea. And speaking of cool ideas, here's what I want to end on.
Ooh.
So I mentioned it's just a bottle. I brought one.
Oh.
So this thing, this is an old bottle of olive oil that that I just cashed, and I was like.
Gorgeous.
That's what it is. Empty. But then I figured it'd be fun to fill it up with water, like on air. So I brought a little can of water.
And I'll take a sip while you do.
Brought my little funnel.
Cheers, good buddy.
And I was thinking we just like fill it up a little bit. I don't know, maybe that much, maybe more. If I spill on my computer and I fry it, my computer, it'll be worth it.
Stream fuzzes out, I'll know what happened.
Exactly. So there's this. Notice the pitch will go up.
Nice.
Maybe the pitch will get weird if we do this.
Oh, he's wiggling.
A little bit.
That's pretty fun.
A little bit. I can't tell if it's me moving the mouthpiece or the water inside.
Yeah, maybe a mixture.
But I've seen people fill up the same bottle with different amounts of water.
Yeah.
And then just sort of like, so you can sort of make your own flute series that way too.
Yeah. You can put lines on it for each pitch and then.
Yes.
Yeah, you could make a sweet sample pack of that, too. Actually, I bet there's one out there on the internet you could just download. But it'd be fun to make it, too. Every bottle's different, too.
Yeah, and a lot of the sample packs don't have, like, lots of the cool, like, trilling and weird stuff. Like, if you can do a rolled Spanish R, you can do really cool stuff with a flute. Like,
back to Navajo,
back to Navajo guy. You can be like...
That is so cool. I love that thing. I want to visit you and play that someday.
This one is definitely the most fun. It's like, it's so peaceful.
It's Yeah,
so nice.
I literally just want to go sit in the woods and play that to myself a couple
Yeah.
hours.
I don't have an ocarina yet. That's something I've always wanted to get,
I
but
was going to mention Zelda at some point.
that's it. That's an
Oh,
ocar I mean, tons of people make really good ones. Like
really?
really, really sweet. Yeah, people make them out of ceramic and sort of make them all pretty.
Ooh. All right, if
I
you
don't have
support
one
the
yet, though.
podcast, you know what it's going towards.
My Marty's ocarina and Blake's
Just kidding. First off, we
ocarina.
need to upgrade some equipment and make some cool t-shirts and stuff, but we'll
True.
eventually get there.
That's true. So that's all the flutes I think I own. But next episode, we're gonna go into the DAW and we're gonna sort of explore the possibilities of something like this.
Hey, not too shabby, my guy. It's been real, and looking forward to jumping into it with you. So, until next time, everybody, much love.
Bye-bye.